Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we've got quite a few new details on the Cybertruck, which has been added to the Tesla app behind the scenes. We'll take a look at that. We've also got new updates on Tesla in Thailand, China, dealers pushing back on EVs, and a couple other items as well. All right, looking at the stock, Tesla today, really nice day, up 4.5%, closing at $246.72. The NASDAQ only up about a third of a percent, and it seems to be continuing after hours. Tesla up another 1% after market close today. So nice to see this. I don't know if this is just excitement ahead of the event or if there's anything else driving this, but there didn't seem to be any specific news that you could easily point to and say this caused it today. Nevertheless, nice to see that as we head into the Cybertruck event later this week. So speaking of that, if you are trying to avoid any spoilers, we've got maybe a few here. I think we know a lot of what's going to be unveiled with the Cybertruck now at this point, but as Olympus Dev on X shares with us here, the Cybertruck has now been added to the Tesla app, so I think it's behind the scenes at this point, but a lot of the attributes or assets are now visible to developers. And as we can see here, this does give us some insight on some of, you know, the features that will be included in the Cybertruck. Also just really good looks at the interior of the vehicle. I know we've seen a few of these, but this gives us a nice clean shot of what it's going to be looking like. We can see the Cybertruck little logo detail on the steering wheel there. Again, some of the stuff that we've seen before, unfortunately, this is a little bit too low resolution to make out much on the display. You can kind of see the terrain there, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a second. And then as Olympus Dev says here, it also includes Beast Mode, which has this nice little visualization similar to Plaid Mode on the Model S and Model X. And we can see a little animation of Beast Mode in action. So Elon had said on Joe Rogan that they would have this Beast Mode version coming and that they would be targeting 0 to 60 under 3 seconds on that version. We don't know if this would be on the initial release version or if this will come later. Of course, these are still things that we'll have to wait for on Thursday, but nevertheless, interesting to see that added to the app. We can also see some of the terrain that Tesla is, you know, cyberizing in the Cybertruck, as we've seen again in some of the leaked images that we've talked about so far. You can see that there. Olympus Dev also said that there is going to be a Mars version of the terrain, so we'll look forward to that. A few more images here. Of course, we've seen the Cybertruck, again, graffiti logo on the inside of the front trunk. Nice look at that, though. Cybertruck logo on the charge port, and another nice look at the interior here. And we can see the rear screen, which, again, we've seen that before, but nice shot of that. And again, sort of the cyber aesthetic throughout the vehicle there. Looks like we are also going to be, you can see the tailgate here. Looks like we're also going to be getting 3 sets of wheels. So a couple here from Tesla app updates. They noticed some of these as well. So nice look at the standard range. This is apparently an 18-inch wheel, 18-inch wheel. And then of course the tire size, much bigger. This one, you know, with those beefy tires should be good for any sort of off-roading uses or things like that. I think most people will probably prefer the aesthetic of the standard, the more premium upgrade. 20-inch wheels, and of course these are aero covers, so we'll have to see what the wheels look like underneath those covers, but those are the ones that we're seeing now in the Tesla app. And it sounds like there's the base 18, base 20, which would be those, and then, sorry to correct myself here, another one that is Cybertruck Premium, which I don't think they have an asset for yet, so we'll see on that one. They also say that there's going to be an optional accessory light bar. So this is something that Tesla had on the prototype vehicle back at the unveiling, the light bar across the top. Presumably that's what this would be referring to. I do believe that that's illegal in some cases in some states, so I don't think it's something that Tesla can ship standard. But for off-roading and things like that, that is something that a lot of people might like, and it makes the look of the vehicle quite a bit better in my opinion. So we get a side-by-side of the two wheels here, and then from Olympus Dev, looks like he is saying that this up here is that light bar accessory, if I'm interpreting his post correctly. So I'm glad to see that that hasn't completely gone away, and it makes sense why it would be optional if that ends up being the case. So cool to see that. And then in terms of accessories, we also seem to be getting another one here called the Cybertruck Base Camp or tent, as we can kind of see. This would go on the truck bed on top of it and give you a little camper sort of attachment there. Presumably this would be something that would be coming directly from Tesla, as it is an asset again included in the Tesla app at this point. Could be a third-party thing, but looks like Tesla has decided to kind of do some of these things themselves, which I think is pretty exciting. And I think, you know, a nice extension of camp mode that we see in other vehicles, and also gives a hint that Tesla might have more in mind for accessories for the Cybertruck in the future, which I know a lot of people are, for good reason, very excited about. So again, a lot of new details there. We're just a couple days away now. I think we know a lot of it, except for maybe range and price, which are obviously huge factors. But nevertheless, nice to see some of this a little bit ahead of time. Makes recapping things a little bit easier for us later this week as well. All right, moving on, we've got a couple updates on Tesla in China. So first, we've got new insured vehicle sales for the week, November 20th through 26th. Another really strong week here, 16,700. And again, this was only with about 3,500 Model 3 sales. So as Highland gets ramped up, as more of these deliveries shift from export to domestic, these numbers have a lot of room to increase. We could see, we could end up seeing pretty easily one of the best weeks, maybe the best week of the year so far. We're already kind of in that one of the best weeks of the year so far category with the 16,700 here. So through the 8 weeks of the quarter so far, quarter to date, that puts Tesla for Q4 at about 87,100 for Q4 domestically in China. That's up about 50% from Q1. You can see those early weeks there, obviously a stronger end to the quarter in both Q1 and Q2. Up about 9% from this point in Q2. Still trailing Q3, but Q3, this eighth week, was the biggest one right there. Right over here somewhere. You guys can find it, but it was a big comp week, so Tesla basically just held the down 2.5% trend that we were on last week. But if this continues, as you can see, things started to taper off at this point in Q3 due to the Model 3. So another really good week here for Tesla in China, and hopefully we'll see that continue through quarter end. Now, we've also got another price change from Tesla on the Model Y long range version in China. They increased this again by 2,000 RMB, so about $280 worth of US dollars. So a really minor adjustment like we have seen in, you know, pretty subsequent weeks here. I think this is the third adjustment in 4 weeks or something like that. So just kind of inching it up. They did also add, as we can see, the delivery date 6 to 8 weeks. So a good sign there on the long range version. For the rear wheel drive, the opening price point version, they did add this limited time insurance subsidy. This is something we've seen Tesla offer before in China. So they say if you place a Model Y rear wheel drive version order and complete delivery within the deadline, which I believe is the end of the year, you can enjoy the insurance subsidy of 8,000 RMB. So, you know, a little bit over $1,000 equivalent there for this insurance subsidy. As we've talked about before, we don't know the economics of this, but theoretically this could be done in partnership with the insurance provider in some capacity. So Tesla may not be bearing the full brunt of that, that bonus or incentive before the end of the year. Just to clarify too, this is not a Tesla insurance thing. This is just insurance providers in general in China. All right, we've got an update on supercharging in China as well. CNEV Post reporting that Tesla has expanded their supercharger offerings to other EVs. This was previously just 10 superchargers as Tesla tested it out, and 120 destination chargers. They've now more than doubled the destination charging options for other third-party EVs to 260. And increased the supercharger stations significantly from 10 up to 350. So it's a little bit unclear to me exactly what the situation is for third-party EV charging in China. As we have talked about before, both SAIC GM and Polestar had announced that they will be accessing Tesla supercharger network, but we don't really have any more details on what exactly that means, because of course there are, you know, 38 EVs that do have access, as we can see here, to these superchargers that Tesla has kind of opened up. So we'll try to learn more about that, but it's just a little bit unclear right now. Anyway, Tesla opening up more stations today. All right, we've also got a report from Thailand Business News that Tesla is considering, or at least from Thailand's perspective, Tesla is considering an investment up to $5 billion in Thailand. So this is reported by Nation Group, I guess. They say that the prime minister is working on securing a $5 billion investment from Tesla. It's a little bit unclear because then later on it says that the Thai government is actively pursuing foreign investment and has made progress in attracting global conglomerates, including Tesla, with a potential investment of over $5 billion. That kind of wording here makes it sound like Tesla could be a part of what ends up cumulatively being $5 billion in investment from other companies. But that sounds very different than sort of the first sentence in the headline here. So I assume that it means Tesla specifically would be $5 billion, but that is just a little bit unclear. Anyway, they also say that Tesla executives are currently in Thailand to inspect factory locations. So we've heard a lot of these types of reports. Doesn't necessarily mean something will happen. Tesla kind of evaluates all locations, but interesting to see nonetheless. We've also got a report from TeslaMag.de on Tesla's situation in Germany. Right now there is, I believe, a 4,500 euro credit in Germany for EVs that Tesla is, I believe, mostly eligible for. I think there are price caps on it, but this is being funded by some of the COVID funding, 60 billion euros in funding. And it sounds like the Federal Constitutional Court has raised challenges with that funding being used for climate and transformation projects. And that could put the subsidy, the EV subsidy, at risk beginning in 2024. We don't have any confirmation of that yet. This is reported by Handelsblatt that it is something that is being discussed right now. But we don't have any firm answer on if the subsidy will be taken away. Regardless, it will change to a lower 3,000 euro cap in 2024. So there's already sort of an incentive before year end. If this does really end up going away completely, obviously that elevates the incentive to try to get in before year end to take advantage of this. I wouldn't be too surprised if Tesla then reallocated some inventory as best they could to try to, you know, maximize the potential of that. And then, of course, that'll create one of those lovely demand pockets that we talk about in the beginning of the year as that, you know, bunches up and then takes some time to recover from the subsidy change. So we'll keep an eye on that. If anyone local has more information on that, please pass that along. All right, we've got a report on dealers. This is from Automotive News Today. They are saying that nearly 4,000 dealerships have signed a letter that has gone to President Joe Biden, arguing that the shift to electric vehicles is unrealistic and needs to be slowed down. So this letter went out today. As we can see, some of the points that are made from dealers, they noted that this was one dealer in particular noted that in their area, which covered 5 states, the oldest Prius in those 5 states is 7 days old, but as of yesterday, the oldest BZ4X, which of course the Toyota EV, is 266 days old, which I think just kind of highlights in general perhaps the issue with this argument from dealers. If you're using the BZ4X as your basis for EVs and their difficulty in selling, it's not really a fair comparison to something like a Tesla vehicle or even a relatively more competitive EV in general. So it is, you know, it is, you can understand where dealers are coming from with this because they don't really control what vehicles they have access to, right? Like they can't just shift to Model 3s. I mean, maybe they can, but that would be a whole different ordeal. But anyway, if they're being delivered vehicles like the BZ4X, they're limited in what they can do to actually sell those vehicles. So from their perspective, you know, you do kind of understand it. They highlight that switching over to EVs is going to require a broad unified strategy with factors such as affordability, consumer incentives, charging infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. And those things are valid points, right? For the most part, maybe not all of these, but for the most part, dealers, you know, they're not the linchpin in terms of EV adoption. That's more on the cost and the production side, infrastructure side, and things like that. So it's understandable from that perspective, but I think the whole point of having this target out there is to be able to make sure that these things actually happen, make sure that these things that need to happen actually are put in place so that consumers can feel comfortable actually adopting EVs. So if you move those targets back, then it just makes it easier for everyone to just kind of keep going on as, you know, on with business as usual, and progress then slows. So, you know, I think we probably all feel similarly on that, but nevertheless, interesting to see such significant pushback with such a significant number of dealers here, and just kind of shows probably their more broad mindset on EVs in general. And then lastly for today, we've got an update from Financial Times. They are saying that General Motors is planning to scale back their ambitions for self-driving unit Cruise, and alongside that, scale back funding. It sounds like tomorrow they are going to be outlining the extent of which their spending on Cruise will be reduced. So we'll keep an eye out for that tomorrow. No surprise on this one after what we have seen in the last few weeks, but obviously a pretty significant change here for GM. They've spent about $2 billion so far this year on Cruise. So it's a big expenditure for them, likely one that they will cut pretty significantly at this point. All right, that'll wrap it up for today. I'm not sure exactly what the schedule is going to be for the rest of the week, as we talked about yesterday. Things are just a little bit in flux as I am down here in Austin. So if there's something that is critical that we need to do an episode on tomorrow, I'll do my best to do one. But I guess just don't necessarily count on it 100%. We'll just kind of play it by ear, see how things go. But definitely be back on Thursday covering Cybertruck and things like that. But that'll wrap it up for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on X at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you later this week for the next episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.